you might want to think about doing that, but they do that for you. Too much more estimated depending on the weather.
Organized, right? Chaos, yeah.
Dr. Ed Clausen, professor of chemical engineering at the University of Arkansas, is supervising a group of 25 junior high school students seated in a semicircle. They'll be making bouncy balls from the few ingredients provided to them. The group is a part of the Explore Engineering program, a summer workshop organized for middle, junior high, and high school students by the University of Arkansas College of Engineering. Eric Speckling is the Assistant Director of Recruitment for the college. He's also in charge of the workshop's organizing committee. He says the program is divided into three parts. Part one is for middle school students, part two is for junior high students, and the Explore Engineering Summer Academy is for high school students.
Our idea behind our summer programs, and we do have them for rising 6th to 12th graders, so the 6th and 7th grade programs are really trying to get students interested in STEM fields, again, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And we're really doing it by showing them and exposing them to engineering. But at that age, they're really not going to say, oh, even though we say, hey, this is civil engineering, they're not going to look at it that way. They're going to see it as, oh, this is a really cool project. They said it was structure, and we did this and connected this to it. But they might not fully grasp that. Then 8th and 9th grade, we do a little bit more in-depth with engineering, and we still keep it and break out to the different departments. So they're being exposed to many different types of engineering within the College of Engineering. And we're all doing that through, of course, yeah, they get some background information through lectures, but a lot of it is the hands-on activities. You got to keep them engaged, keep them going, and keep them thinking.
The program hopes to introduce students to different branches of engineering on different days of the week. Eric says the emphasis is on helping students develop problem-solving skills.
Earlier today, as a little activity in between lunch and then this, we had them build towers and just roll up newspaper and straws and see who can go the highest. Their winning group was 7 feet, okay? And yes, that is one of those things that they would say, hey, mine's not working. And we always ask, why? What can you do? What's the problem? And that's my approach, is helping them guide through the thought process to figure out the solutions for themselves.
Each year, the Explore Engineering program announcement is posted on the College of Engineering website in February. To participate, students fill out an application that includes an essay and details on the math and science classes they've taken. A separate committee is assigned to the task of selecting participants. Program workshops are directed by U of A faculty members. Counselors help students settle in, and a support team makes sure everything runs smoothly. The program uses fun activities to engage students in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. For instance, earlier in the day, Part 2 students worked on a biomedical engineering project that involved making time-release capsules with the help of Skittles. Dr. Clausen explains the process.
What we did was we said, we use a Skittle. And if you put a Skittle in water, it'll turn the water the color of the Skittle. Okay. So we said to them, we want you to take some materials, like we gave them some vegetable oil, we gave them some flour, you know, just different things that they could coat the pill with. And then we just told them, we want this pill to last as long as possible, and you still had to be able to swallow the pill, so they couldn't make a pill that was 3 inches in diameter or something like that. And so that's all we had them do. Now, again, that's not how you do a real-time release pill, but it gives them an idea. And so, once again, they solve the problem. What do they coat it with? How much do they put on there? All that kind of stuff.
The bouncy ball experiment begins. Students have been given a basic recipe and 4 ingredients to make the ball.
Right now, they are given a basic recipe using borax and glue and water and, I missed something else, cornstarch, yeah. And we gave them a basic recipe, and it makes a polymer. But it doesn't make a bouncy polymer, it just makes a polymer. And now we told them, we want you to modify the procedure any way you want to modify it. And that's what it's all about. Once again, problem solving.
The ball that bounces the highest will win a prize. Dai, a chemical engineering student at the university, is a member of the organizing committee. He has been helping students in various activities, guiding them in the right direction if needed.
We basically just show them a lot of cool experience that apply science for like small stuff like this, make toys, and kids enjoy it. So I think it's get them interested at the young age, and they're going to look further into it as they grow older.
Students are working hard to make the bounciest bouncy ball. Some seem to have perfected the recipe after a little trial and error, and some are still a little lost.
Is your bouncy ball done?
It's sticky though, kind of.
So what can you do to fix that?
Right. Sticky.
You gotta think about that.
I didn't put that much glue in.
What?
I didn't put that much glue in.
Allison, a student at Rogers High School, is a participant at the workshop. This is her first time at a summer program organized by the University of Arkansas.
I just think that this is a great program, and I've really enjoyed it so much so far, and this is only the second day, so I'm really looking forward to the rest of the week. I just like solving all the problems and getting to use my creativity to solve those problems.
As we're talking, students are lining up near a desk with their creations in hand to see the one ball that bounces the highest. Daniel, another member of the organizing committee, holds up a ruler.
Okay, guys, check this out. Let's have yours back and we'll show them. Everybody get out of the way. Check this thing out. This thing really, this one bounced.
Watch it fly.
That was 13.
That was like a foot.
A student makes the perfect bouncy ball using 3 parts borax, 1 part cornstarch, and 2 parts glue.
Okay, so he wins another hat.
The Explore Engineering Part 2 program was held last week for junior high students who practiced web programming skills, learned more about aerospace engineering with the help of a 3D printer, and familiarized themselves with other branches of engineering. The Explore Engineering Summer Academy for high school students will begin next week. It is a week-long residential program where students will choose a project in one of the following 3 areas: solar energy, chemical and biomedical engineering, and sustainability. Eric credits the success of the workshops to its various sponsors, the U of A College of Engineering, and his support team.
Don't ditch these, because this is what we've got. We're spoons, okay?
We have 3 inches.
No, 2.